So everybody knows that a criminal mind is psychopathic, right? And there's tendencies from a criminal that they don't even know that they're doing it because it's just built into them. And I think as the criminal mind gets older, they think they're slicker, they think they're smarter or whatever, and they just become more like a master manipulator, you know? And so those master manipulators, when they face off with a spirit-filled, born-again, who was raised around, got saved away from the master manipulators, and knows the old pattern from the old bloodline, I don't think they realize what they're facing off with. And so these criminals, they get worse. And so it's higher and higher type. They think they can do criminal behavior that's, they think it's in secret, but it's actually out in the open. And the games that they play, see, and they got to move fast. And the reason that, why would a criminal, think about a criminal. They see a car and they want to break into it. They just got to get in and get out fast. Just like a salesman, they got to get in, sell you something, get out. And they get pleasure out of getting over on somebody, you know. Kind of like the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm going to get you, little pretty. They're trying to their best to find an avenue in to somebody. The psychopathic criminal is always trying to find some kind of avenue, and they're gonna profile the target, and I'm not even gonna say victim, the target. So they have a target that they profile because they profiled so many and they dealt with so many. And they actually reveal it by their words that they've been through a lot. I've seen a criminal come up to the customer service counter, the desk, and say, just start talking. Yeah, I just got out of jail. My friend stole a car, and I got accused of it because I was in the same car with them and all that. So the guy admitted and I've got this addiction. He admitted he's addicted to something. He admitted he went to jail. He admitted he's a criminal. He admitted he hangs out with criminals. I mean, they actually tell you what they are. They're that dumb. They're that dumb that they tell you what they are. And they're so abnormal. So when you're around one of these psychopaths, it's like they're talking through you. They're not talking to you. They're talking at you and through you. When you walk away from them, you're like, does that even make sense? It's always wordplay, word games, twisted logic, upside down logic. These are criminals. They know how to act right, but they can't act right for long. It always comes out. And so these criminal, psychopathic, I'm not even, selfish, hell-bound sinners, that's the only thing. I don't even like to use the word narcissism, psychopath, sociopath. They're just Jezebel spirits, you know. Psychopath, pathology. So they're in a pathology, a criminal pathology, and a selfish pathology that leads to such an upside down world that they don't even, they know they're sick, but they try to hide it, right? They try to hide it. The witches, the warlocks, they try to hide it. You'll see, you can actually see it being done in the corporate system. They're trying to turn they're trying to change the gender roles where the woman is the head and the man follows. You know, if anybody's doing that they're sick, because that's not a biblical pattern. If you're a Bible believer, you know that when somebody's trying to do that, something's up. Something is up. And so they are really breaking all the rules. When they hate the human but love the animals, they're breaking the rules. Because the devil hates people. If anybody hates humans and loves animals, who hates humans? The devil. Who loves the humans? God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But they hate the human so bad, they'll twist that scripture. They'll twist scripture to say that God hates mankind. We're talking about a pathological, selfish, criminal, psychopathic pathology that is so ingrained in them that they get worse and worse and worse. If they don't work fast, just like the salesman, they will trap somebody, they're probably human traffickers. They probably just see people as objects. I know that, just because when you're talking to them, they're talking through you. And they're not hearing you. It's kind of like a backseat driver is wanting to be controlling the driver. It's the same thing. A backseat driver does not want to submit to the driver, does not want to let the driver have peace, does not have any trust in the driver. They think they know better than the driver, and the driver has all the rear view mirrors. The driver has the rear view mirrors. The driver can see what the other drivers are, see their head movement and all that. So the backseat driver, a big sign of that is criminal and hates authority and hates to be a passenger. They always want to be in control. And so as you study these criminals and these psychopaths, you will see that they twist scripture, they create their own cult, they create their own ideology. They're not following the normal, standard, biblical sound doctrine. They want to be their own goddess or god. It's usually goddess, usually queen bee goddess. They'll actually use the word queen bee. They're proud of that word, queen bee. If you're proud of the word queen bee, you're upside down. You're revealing that you're a Jezebel. A queen bee is a hive. You're revealing that you're in the hive. I'm a queen bee. Uh-huh. Okay. So you're a part of the 666 hive mind. And so you expect us to believe that you are a believer. Everything out of your mouth is contrary to scripture, contrary to truth, contrary to everything that we know. Your pride, your rebellion, your control issues, control freak, domination, no submission, don't want to be a female, or if it's a male, don't want to be a man, want to play video games all day. But I'm mainly talking about the Jezebel spirit right now. And so the Jezebel spirit will show up really fast in the female because she's opposite of Proverbs 31. She might run her business well. She might have, but to be honest with you, the more you look into it, the more you think about it, the more you see it, it's just a show, just an outward show. And really, somebody else is probably doing it. They're usually playing two or three people because they always have to have some flying monkeys because they know they can't do it on their own and they don't trust anybody. They don't want to submit to anybody. They want to be their own goddess. And if they can get a bunch of men underneath there, they give each man a little bit of sex and think the man thinks he's got something and it's fake love, fake everything. He's just sleeping with a prostitute and he don't even know it. It's sad. It's really sick. And so when you start to compare the book of Proverbs with this person's behavior and their words with the Bible and their belief system with the Bible, and they start to say they hate people, the devil hates people. Who else hated people? Cain. So actually they're trying to kill you. If they hate people, love animals, They talk like Cain. Cain killed Abel. They hate you, but they future fake and tell you that they love you. They're haters of humans. They hate the gospel. They don't want to give out the gospel. They don't want to give out the good news. They hate the church. They want to be worshiped and put first above the born-again saints. If they were born again, they'd be put first. But because they're not born again and they have no fruits of being born again, out of their own mouth. They show it out of their own mouth. Their words reveal what they are. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you hate people, then you are a devil, because the devil hates people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And they will find verses to justify. Well, God said he hated Esau, but he loved Jacob. God's bow is bent for the evil. But if you look at John 3:16 and you look at the whole composite of the whole Bible, God loves mankind. He came down here, died for the whole world. But you take verses out of context because you can't rightly divide the word to justify your psychopathy, your psychopathic pathology. So you're justifying yourself above God, above Scripture, because you can't rightly divide it, and you think you're a god. You think you're a goddess, and you think everybody's going to submit to your way, and you think some vagina is going to control a person. Well, we got a new thing. We got some new information for you. You ain't all that. You ain't all that. And you saw it back 5, whatever, 10 years ago. They were sitting there twerking. They ain't all that. Every woman's got one. You ain't all that. Stupid. You're actually kind of dumb. You're actually just showing that you're just a flesh creature and you're a base nature. You're a low vibration, low density, base nature, beast. Base, you have nothing else but the flesh. And your flesh is not even good. And so you think because you thought you've tricked other people, that you can trick everybody. And you actually didn't trick them. Because the men are just saying, look, she's kind of dumb. She's just a base nature creature. She don't have anything. That's all she's got. I mean, somebody needs to tell y'all like it is. Because you're destroying yourself and you don't even know it. And it's going to get worse. When a narcissistic psychopath faces off with a spirit-filled born-again, it's almost like God's final warning. Get right, get right. They see through you. You're not all that. You better humble yourself and knock your pride down and go back to your proper role as a female. Proverbs 31. Instead of being a scorner, they don't know what they're facing off with when they face off with a born again, spirit filled, rightly dividing the word. They have never seen that before, and so I think it's God's last warning. His last call to some people, you know.